recommend Scotts Valley Dry Cleaners. Mr. Briggs?
This is also, as with the other perchlorate sites that we just addressed, a written report for you today. And we do have our two staff members here available. Karen and Sheila, if you have any questions.
Any questions of staff?
I do, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
And I did briefly talk to Sheila yesterday about this, and after reading the report, I was glad to see that it looks like the, I would call the all-out expedited well remediation is working, if you want to put it in that direction, that the cone of depression that the ongoing pumping has caused is actually drawing the contaminant back towards the main source. And I was very, if I'm saying this correctly, and I was very pleased to see that. I'm just wondering that since we have a owner that's very responsive to the staff, and it's been working evidently with the staff quite good, that, and they put a lot of money into this. My question is that in your report, you're asking to build or have dug a deep water well or a series of deep water wells. At this point in time, is it really necessary to do that? Or do we need to maybe wait for another reporting period or two reporting periods to see what the results are, since the reverse seems to be happening? Are you following my line of questioning? I don't, you know, I like to see it get cleaned up as soon as possible, but I don't want to put the burden of excess cost to the property owner unless it's absolutely necessary. And that's my point. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to bankrupt somebody if we don't have to do that. So that's my question.
Good morning, Chairman, members of the board. My name is Karen Steckling. there's quite a few factors going into what's needed at this site. One of our directives out right now is for further investigating the off-site deeper aquifer. Contamination was found in 13B, a well that's 200 feet deep. The last 2 months, the concentration in 13B has been non-detect, below 0.5 parts per billion. So it has gone down. the concern with, well, our main desire in wanting another deep well is just that we don't believe it's necessarily completely delineated. And the timing of what needs to happen first is we put up to the consultant and up to the Pratt Company and their consultant to determine whether or not to put in a deeper well off-site first to further investigate the source. And they chose to put in a well off-site. That was their choice. And the main concern, too, going towards this is that the water district is very concerned that there's no well between 13B and 10, and that was another factor in the consultant recommending a well between those two sources. I don't know if that answered your question. I think
That well that they're recommending would be a deep water well similar to close to the depth that they have their well.
Correct. It would be about 300 feet deep.
Now, would we be able to, would that be screened at different levels so we can look at the different aquifers? How many aquifers are in that location?
There's a known aquifer, the Santa Margarita Aquifer, and then the Lompico Aquifer. What we see below the site is a perched aquifer that's just shallow.
Okay.
The well that was proposed did not propose multi-level well. It proposed a screen interval from 280 to 300 feet, roughly, depending on site conditions when they're drilling. And that seemed to be just based on the screening of the municipal well 10. So they really were targeting a sentry well right before the municipal well to see exactly what water would be going into the municipal well.
If there's no detect in the closest well to Scotts Valley's drinking water well, then why would the need for an additional well in between the two needed to be dug?
It's a good question. I think one of our desires in requesting off-site assessment was to get a gradient, A, and B, to define the plume maybe a little bit more west of where 13B is right now. The proposed location of the well that they just submitted in a work plan this week, you're right, is between 13B and 10, and I'm not sure if that would give us a lot more information or not. It definitely would give the water district more assurance of protection for their well. The other question, we still don't know why it went down in 13B, if that's the on-site pump and treat system or other factors, and we still don't know where it got down into the deeper aquifer.
Well, you would think as much rainfall that we had in that particular area, then. Pardon?
If it hasn't got there by
now. Yeah, if it hasn't got there by now, you would think that it would be there.
In municipal well 10, you mean?
Well, or detect in that other well that there's no detect in at all. And that's, yeah, it looks like, you know, the aggressive well that they're pulling, the extraction well that they're aggressively using, it seems to be doing the job that you kind of recommended, the staff recommended, needed to be done previously. I don't have any questions with that because it's working, but I just hate to see a person spend money that's not really needed, and I don't see why in that location, other than you want to look at a lower aquifer, is are you trying to put that up on the?
Sure, I have a map if that would help us.
To you, I think.
I think so.
I don't know, but maybe. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just want to mention, too, that at the same time when we sent out the letter, we requested on-site assessment as well as this off-site assessment, which is the deeper well. One issue that has come up that the work plan we did receive focused solely on the off-site assessment, not on the on-site. However, as part of this off-site assessment requirement, the consultant has asked that instead of putting in the steep well, that they instead they sent in another conceptual site work plan to actually do potassium permanganate injections in the source area. So they are actually asking us, in lieu of, you know, installing the steep well that's off-site by the municipal well, that they instead take that the resources that they would have had to put in that well and instead direct that to an on-site source removal program. So that's one of the things that we need to consider as part of our work plan evaluation.
Was that an alternative to the deep well request by the staff?
That was the consultant's request to us to consider that instead of us proceeding or the Pratts proceeding in installing the deep well, that instead of us requiring that installation, that instead that they do this additional work at the source area itself.
And we had, since the last board meeting, we've had several meetings with the consultant for the responsible party and all the other stakeholders involved. We sent our letter out as draft with the requirements. We all agreed on that. So to be honest, we were sort of surprised this week to receive a request to do something completely different than we had all talked about. We do understand concentrations are decreasing in 13B. We're very excited about that. And we do need to assess whether or not this deep offsite well is necessary at this time or if we really need to be focusing on the source area more. But it was a little confusing because we gave them the option to do source area investigation first or offsite. They chose offsite, didn't say anything about onsite, mm-hmm. and then don't even want to do offsite altogether. So we're trying to evaluate, you know, what we think is going to be the best path and the best use of the resources, because we don't want to waste thousands of dollars putting in a well. Yeah. It's not going to give us any more data than we
no,
have.
No, that's the point that I'm trying to go to. And have you communicated with them to find out why that they sent that optional work plan in instead of some other type of plan?
Yeah, I've made several calls to CCOR, and actually, unfortunately, it doesn't look like they were able to make it today. The staff member I work with mostly was out of the office this week. I received a brief email last night from him. I spoke with his supervisor, and he indicated that basically the same thing. They would rather spend their money on something else, on destroying the mass. On actually cleaning up the source area.
Are the Pratts or CCOR is representing the Pratts?
Correct.
Are they up to date with all the reports, or are they lagging behind?
For report submittals, like the monitoring yes. reports and stuff, they have been in compliance with all of that. Just this last work plan was lacking the source area investigation. Work plan was not included.
Yeah, I'd like to see this resolved. Seems like it's been going on for a long time as well. It's, one of these has been hanging around. Okay, thank you. Thanks, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you. Any other board questions? Okay,